This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Erin Treloar, and I am the host of Raw Beauty Talks. We're taking you behind the highlight reel of the world's biggest influencers and wellness gurus to get a raw glimpse of what beauty, health, and wellness look like in today's world so that you can feel your absolute best in your body and in your life. I want to introduce you to anybody who isn't already following you. Push pause on the episode. Go over to Instagram at SofThickFitness. There's three S's on the end right now. Her account, her original OG account, right before we were supposed to record, was hacked and is now being held for ransom by some individual in Turkey, is what I last heard. So sad, because I know when you're building up your account and doing this type of work, you put hours and hours into the content. Yeah. And also, when it's something as vulnerable as your body that you're sharing, to have that removed, it's so violating.
Literally. And this guy would, if I assume it's a guy who was messaging me, was saying stuff like, why are you sharing the images that you are, like, you're obviously, I'm not going to say the words that he said, but he was just really like derogatory and just nasty and degrading. And I was just like, I know you're trying to get in my head. Like, I know that's your only aim, but I totally know what you mean. And I really found my niche, and I found so many people relatable, and I really felt like I was trying to like help people, and then all that just got taken away. And that was like a big shock. I genuinely went into a really, really bad, like, depressive state around like November, December time. It did really suck.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
So you've got your new account up. You've grown a lot in a couple of months. Yeah. So it is amazing.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. And just such a testament to how people connect to you, and that they really like want your content in their feed.
100%.
So you are a personal trainer, a body positivity advocate, and mental health advocate. And you show stunning images of yourself, and I believe create space for women to show up in whatever body they have.
Yeah. I think there's a big representation of one body in the media, but I just think there needs to be more. Now, I can't represent for every single body. I can only be in my body, but I just think it's really important to just be your authentic self. Like, I just, for so long, I tried to be and fit into this fitness kind of persona and tried to be like the six pack abs. And when I look back, I'm like, wow, like, it's not who I am. Like, I love dessert, but I love hip thrusting. Like, can I not just like combine the two? So I think it's really important for people to like enjoy fitness and still feel safe and want to feel safe in their body, and not feel like they're constantly having to chase something. Because if you're constantly chasing something, like, you're never going to enjoy where you are right now. But that's taken me a long time to realize, and I still battle with that every day, as I'm sure a lot of people do. It's just a learning curve.
You know what? I'm so happy to have you as a personal trainer who's also part of this body positivity world join us on the show. I know right now, I can even think off the top of my head of three women that I'm working with who are in the health and wellness industry, struggling badly with their relationship with food and their body. This industry is so important, to have these individuals who are there to help guide us and lead us as to how we move our body and how we feel the most vibrant and energized. And yet at the same time, it can be so constricting, the ideal that we have of what healthy looks like and how healthy should be lived out is so linear that the health industry has now become unhealthy.
That is the best summarization of that I could possibly think of. I think it's just become so toxic that I have just kind of really steered away from it. And it's only been since having to come back to the UK because of COVID. I've actually just decided in August, I was like, right, I'm starting an online PT business. I'm not going to promote weight loss. I'm not going to promote anything. We're just going to move our bodies to feel good. We tend to do a lot of like dancing and stuff in our like sessions just to be stupid. But a lot of my clients came to me and they were like, it's just so refreshing to see you offering like workouts and stuff, but just for fun and just to really work towards performance goals and mental clarity, and not like you need to work out with me to change your body. Like, they were like, it's so refreshing just to work out, have a chat with a normal person, feel related to. Like, it's just, it just makes me feel so overwhelmed. And I'm like looking at my board now full of all my like clients' names, and it just warms my heart because they're just so such lovely people who just want someone to relate to. And I think people put PTs on like a pedestal, where in reality we're just humans. We all suffer, you know, and I just think it's really important just to help people along the way and not squish them down.
I love what you said about just getting people moving their body. I know for me, I had such a hard relationship with movement and exercise. Both my parents are physios. They love being active. I was lucky in that that was a really big part of our childhood, was like getting out and playing soccer and going skiing, and never for weight loss, but because that's what we do as part of moving our body and keeping ourselves healthy and vibrant. I, though, was always much more drawn to dance than the sports that the rest of my family was. The world of dance can be toxic too. And I fell into this mindset of like, working out needs to be 1 hour on a treadmill, 30 minutes of doing weights. I've got to sweat. There was no joy there. And I think a lot of women feel that way about movement.
I know. It's so sad. It's so, so sad. They feel like they have to achieve something. They can't just enjoy the movement. But I think because society, and in many different forms, has stripped the fun out of it and has literally taken it back to what you look like rather than how you feel. And I know so many people are trying to advocate for this at the moment, but obviously the message is trying. It's happening, but it's not penetrating that well. But I really think that the society has just kind of stripped everything back and taken the fun out of everything. So our goals are being lost left, right, and center, when our goal should really just to be happy, be healthy, be with our friends. And mental health doesn't come into the fitness industry. Like, that's completely excluded. That's, mental health should be like the biggest thing. Like, if your mental health isn't in partnership with your body, how are you supposed to move your body healthily and happily? Like, it's just not going to work. So I just think that needs to be talked about a little bit more.
Front and center. For me now, the main reasons that I move my body is for my mental health, for clarity, for joy. I'm somebody who takes anti-anxiety medication and have struggled with anxiety my whole life. So moving my body in gentle ways, not like hardcore high intensity workouts, is actually best for me and for my mental health and body.
For sure. So
doing more low impact workouts like dancing, walking, a run walk is one of my favorites, where I
just
it and then I stop. That really works. At the end of the day, the benefits of moving our body are undeniable on all different levels, but we lose sight of that when we're just focused on getting the six pack or the big booty.
One of my friends posted something the other day, and it was like, I just realized that when I achieve that body, I have to sustain that body. I don't think I want it anymore. And I kind of like chuckled to myself, and I was like, it's so true. Like, once you get there, it's not like you're going to like reach kind of like pivotal happiness. You're not going to reach that point. Like, it's just you'd be happy along the way. Like, I don't know about you, but like, I don't like home workouts. I'm a bit of a gym bunny, but I get like quite a lot of anxiety from like the pre-workout. Like, I get anxiety about doing the workout. Like, I know it's obviously like a relief once it's done, but I build myself up so much about, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I should be doing this, especially from like a PT point of view. I build up such anxiety. I just said, I'm sitting on the sofa for 4 hours just eating chocolate, and I'm like, I just think, again, because there's such stigma, there's no one I can relate to apart from some amazing people like Georgia Cox personal training and people like that online. I just think it's really, really amazing to have other PTs speaking out, so that it's just, from my perspective, trying to help people, but I struggle helping myself.
It's so relatable, don't we all? And those of us who are helping, for the most part, it's because we've struggled with these things ourselves, and we've started to piece together things that work, or we can relate to others. And so I think it's incredible that you're speaking to that and not pretending to have it all figured out, because most of us get pre-workout anxiety.
Literally. I just think, again, I think we just put so much pressure on ourselves. But I do think that pressure comes from external pressures, like it comes from society to want more, to build your future, to plan for the future, to do all this. And it never tells you just to live in the moment and be with yourself. And I just think, yeah, that's just not really been a focal point in any media. So I just think it's never telling you to appreciate yourself for the now. And I think it's just had a lot of hang-ups for a lot of people. So
I loved a post that you did on your Insta where you showed a picture of yourself. I don't know when the before picture was, but yeah, you were clearly heading into a workout, and then you shared an after photo.
Yeah.
And you said, this is back when I believed that workouts had to look a certain way. I needed to move my body every day. And here yeah, I am now, still working as a personal trainer and very busy one at that. How did you get from where you were then to the mindset that you're in now?
My priorities changed. I met my boyfriend, who I love so much. We met during Camp America. He's from like down south in England, and we just love traveling. And I was just like, am I going to spend all my time in a gym, like 7 days a week, 3 hours a session? Am I going to spend all that time there? Or should I go to New Zealand? Should I go to Thailand? Should I go, do you know what I mean? All these different places. And it's not like I didn't have hangups doing that, but my priority was, okay, let's just save to get to the next flight. Let's just save to get to the next flight. And that became like my focus. But from, there was a couple of posts that I did from like the before perspective and the after perspective. And I remember one of them was saying about what my caption was, you know, time hop, when it like hops you back to your like previous memories. Yes. It did like a four years ago. It was like, remember to work out over the holidays, guys. And it was like me with like a little six pack. And then it was like, now it's like, no, just do what makes you happy. If downtime is what you need, downtime is what you need. Just look after your mental health. Like, it's just so important. So it's just a big perspective shift. And yeah, my priorities changed to not just focus on my body, but it does still have an effect on me, even though it's not my like main thing. It does still yeah, have an effect on me, which I think is important to realize, but traveling's like my big thing.
Traveling one over the six pack. Now, I think this is yep, like part of a bigger conversation that's happening yeah, right now, which I don't believe there's a right or wrong answer or a black and white response to this. I'm just curious to know what you think. Yeah. This month, Cosmopolitan magazine released a set of cover images digitally featuring 11 or 12 different women, all with different yeah, body types and all with different definitions of what healthy looks like. The title on the magazine cover said, "This is healthy." Yeah. We showed a picture on our Instagram page of Jessamyn Stanley, who was one of the women who was featured. And I was like, this is everything. Our girls are going to love this. And there was a wide variety of opinions on these covers, on the shoot, on the label of this being healthy, Jessamyn being a heavier set woman. And people felt like, this is not healthy. This is obesity. How can we be celebrating this as health? Yes, this is beauty. Yes, this is beautiful, but this is not healthy. So I have sat with that. We posted that about a week ago now in these comments and done some reading and looked at different perspectives on it. And I'm so curious to know what you thought of Cosmo, who traditionally has the perfectly photoshopped half nude boob girl on the cover. Yeah.
Okay, do we have enough time? Because
yeah, we got all the time.
I was obsessed. Now, I first originally saw this through Alex Light, Nelly London, and Soph Butler. Oh my God. And I was like, this is literally, like you said, this is everything. This is the representation that we need. It's long overdue, but it's amazing that it's happening. I just think it's amazing because even though it doesn't even come close to the amount of body types that it represents, it's still an incredibly diverse amount of body types that it showed. And I just think it was so incredible. Now, with the like the backlash or the difference of opinion, no one knows what healthy is. Like, people just think healthy is the six-pack abs, but no one brings mental clarity into that. No one brings flexibility or performance into that. Like, I can probably not a lot, but I've done a like 160 kg hip thrust, but you get me running on the treadmill, I'm done in 20 seconds. Like, I can't do it. Like, everybody's got their niche. And I think it's really, really important to know that you're not failing as a person if you can't do everything. And I think that's what people have kind of made health and fitness as, even though it's really toxic just to look a certain way. not how you feel or how you perform or how what's right for you. And I think that's really, really toxic. So no, don't like it.
It's challenging because we live in this fat phobia culture where there's this image that people now inherently believe is unhealthy. Now, a lot of people who are either listening or just joining in and haven't really thought this deeply about any of it might say, yeah, but having a lot of extra weight on your body to the point where you might be like categorized as obese is hard on your joints. It's hard on your heart. It's hard on your organs. And so, I mean, I've read Christy Harrison's book, Anti-Diet, which just opened up my mind in ways that I could have never expected, where you start to understand that even doctors and health professionals are very influenced by diet culture and that they are paid money by companies in the diet world in order to create this big fight against fat to make essentially those people feel that there is something wrong with them, that all of this is a story that's being created and that we've been fed. And as we're not experts or individuals who are working in this field, we just sort of trust that that's the truth.
Exactly.
This book really opened up some new ways of seeing things and some new perspectives that are not widely talked about. I would highly recommend it for anybody who's sort of in this journey in regards to health and wellness in your body and what that looks like. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a funny story because I actually had a GP ask me once and they said, can you, because they found out I was a personal trainer, they're like, can you give me any advice with nutrition? Like, what can you like give me? And I was like, yeah, first of all, I don't know anything about nutrition. I just kind of intuitively eat, like kind of eat what I want. But secondly, I was thinking, oh my goodness, like these are the people that are supposed to know. And when I started kind of researching about it, it turns out that they don't necessarily have all the qualifications for nutrition. They just know what to supply if something is wrong for someone. So I just found that really eye-opening. That was a couple of years ago.
I mean, this is obviously there's a spectrum here. So we've got like the uber fit body. I'm just picturing, you know, what would be on the cover of Women's Health or some magazine like that, which I think we can all agree to just by looking at that body. We cannot tell if it is healthy. We cannot tell how they're eating. We can't tell what their mental health is at. Nope. We can't tell if they have diabetes. We can't tell if they have depression and anxiety. We don't know if they've got cancer coming in a couple of years, but we have visually decided that this is the healthy body as we see on the cover of Women's Health. I mean, just right there, Women's Health.
Like, no one knows what's going on the inside, like you said. And like someone who's in a thinner body could be in a more deteriorative, that's the word, state than someone in a larger body. Like it doesn't have like a comparison. There's no scale that really represents everything and encompasses everything. Like they just look at body size and what that represents. They don't take into account anything else. And that's really, really what we need to be doing, because like we said before, if your mental health isn't on par with your body, then how are you supposed to run your body effectively and efficiently? So I just think that needs to be talked about.
Right. So we've got this one side that is what we imagine health to look like, but we can't actually tell anything about what's going on the inside. And then we've got this other side on the other end of the spectrum where people are labeled as obese based on what they look like and where we assume unhealthy, not working out, lazy, probably going for a lot of fast food, not motivated. There's a number of different labels that we can put on those individuals as well without knowing what they're doing. Somebody like Jessamine, for example, is doing yoga and is moving her body. So the challenge as well becomes like, who are we to judge as well? Why is there so much weight put on this? Like, why do we get to get so triggered by a picture of a woman who's larger? Why are we so mad that that's being labeled as healthy?
I know, like someone could have the same diet as you're saying, someone who potentially could be obese. Someone could be having that same diet in a thinner body, but their body just responds differently. Like, why aren't we triggered by someone who's in a thinner body? Like, weight doesn't represent everything that's going on. Like, what pressures are they under, like to be eating like that, whether you're in a larger or a thinner body? Like, who's to know? So I just think if people want our help and they offer their opinions and stuff, it should be out of kindness. It should never be out of like a judgmental way. Like, it's if someone comes to me and asks for my help, then I will ask them like, what are your reasons? I'll ask them about goals and stuff. I say, I don't want any aesthetic goals, no aesthetic goals. I want 2 performance goals and a mental goal. And then it just takes that away. And every week we'll check in and say, how you feeling today? Like, are we having a low day? Do we need to do low impact? Like, how's your body feeling? Like, what do we need to do? So I think it's really good to like assess along the way. And I don't think that's accessible to a lot of people. Like, people aren't being checked in on. And I just think that it just creates really bad like habits for people in terms of like how society thinks of them. So I just think we need to be inclusive and understanding and open, because everybody has different experiences and everybody's bodies reacts differently to different things.
Oh, I think it's so important what you're doing, and that you can still create goals and things to work towards with your fitness, with your wellness, where you can be saying, I want to feel more energized. I want to feel like I don't have to take a nap every day at 2 p.m. I want to feel stronger in my body, like I can pick my kids up. I don't want to feel so achy when I get out of bed every morning. I want to be able to lift that weight. I want to be able to do this many push-ups.
That's one of the things that's kind of getting me through it. Like, even though I'm the person that's trying to put out this information to people and help people, like, yes, I'm struggling a little bit too, but doesn't everybody? But I think that it's really, really important to, like we said before, like jumping back, just being relatable, being raw, being open. And then you can't trick yourself. Like, if you're posing for that photo and then you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror, you're like, okay, I didn't look like that like 2 minutes ago. But then you never looked like that 2 minutes ago. You were just posing. Do you know what I mean? So trying to be that raw, authentic self, you kind of leaves it less likely to disappointment, or do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, you're not being disheartened all the time. So yeah, I just think it's really important to be raw, authentic, open.
You do all that so beautifully, which is why everybody loves you and is following you and is cheering you on from afar. Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think of your goals for a second. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that really don't help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversation, and Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teachings, so you're ready to practice what you learned in the real world. If you're heading to another country anytime soon, start using Babbel a few weeks before you go to learn basics like how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while you're away. So fun. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. Get 55% off at babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. That's spelled babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. Rules and restrictions may apply. Pressing pause for a moment to ask you some questions. Be honest with me. Put up your hand, not if you're driving, of course, put up your hand if you're feeling a little out of control around food these days. You constantly find yourself in the kitchen snacking or eating when you know you're not really hungry. Put up your hand if you feel unhappy with your body. You get dressed in the morning or you're getting ready to go out and you feel totally discouraged by what you see in the mirror. Put your hand up if you are struggling to find the motivation to stay active or to move your body or really to live any of the habits that you know you want to be living, but you just can't seem to get into the groove. If you put your hand up for any of those things, I want to invite you to join me at my free live training, 5 Steps to End the Battle with Food and Your Body. This is a free training. You can find the link to sign up in the show notes down below. And in this training, I'm going to walk you through the exact steps I took to change my relationship to food and my body forever. No dieting, no insane workout schedule. It's perfect for anybody who's ready to step away from the exhausting cycle of dieting and overeating and then dieting again, only to feel like nothing is working for you. Or maybe you're trapped always thinking about food and your body, and you know that it's holding you back from living your fullest life. If any of this is resonating, please do yourself a favor. Click the link in the show notes down below. Come hang out with me for one of my free 1-hour trainings. I can't wait to see you there. In my group coaching program, the Raw Beauty Reset, we do focus on movement and our relationship with movement. So I have a couple of questions for you that are similar to what we ask people in the group. If you were to tell me, what are the 5 ways that you really enjoy moving your body that you, that feel good, that it's fun, that it's light, doesn't feel like a chore? What would be your top five ways of moving your body?
So this, if you'd asked me this maybe 5 years ago, it would be like six pack, big bum, all that. But now it would be moving and not looking at myself directly after I've worked out, unless it's to see how if I've sweat or if I'm smiling. I think that's a big, big one. Not checking for any results directly after a workout, because that was a big, big no-no for me. Like, that would be one. Actually moving my body and setting mini goals during my, like, my sets. So like, okay, I want to aim for 20 reps. 20 reps sounds like a lot, but I want to do four sets of five. We're going to just break those five down. If you need to break those five down even more, just go three and then two, and then you've done your first set of five. Yeah. Like, just mini, mini goals. Like, it doesn't matter how much I need to regress things through that set. I just keep regressing until my mind feels on par with my body, because it's the mind that I have to convince the most. So that's a big thing, getting my mind on board. I think just making sure I'm enjoying it. If I don't enjoy it, I'm not going to do it. When I go to the gym, when it's open, I have my one bench and my one bar, and I literally just do hip thrusts. I've just found my niche. I just think you need to do what you enjoy. If you're not going to enjoy it, there's no point doing it. You will not catch me running on the treadmill. I'm not going to run on the treadmill. And that's great if anybody else wants to, but I just can't.
Not for you.
It's not for me. I don't know if I can really categorize it into anything else. Just enjoyment is the biggest thing. Like, and it kind of encompasses everything else, but small mini goals, enjoyment, and just having fun. That would be my, I just don't really think I can pop it into any other words.
That's perfect.
That's the main thing for me now.
That's perfect. And so what are your favorite ways to move your body? Like, you're obviously, you love going to the gym. You mentioned hip thrusts. You've mentioned dancing a little bit, like just kind of moving your body and being goofy. Is there another form of movement that you enjoy?
Because I'm a bit of a lazy bum, to be honest. So out of like me and my sister, my mom and dad did not think I would be the PT, but I don't know. It is just lifting weights, and I do kind of like HIIT training, but I'm not really like a dancer. I've got quite a few injuries. So like, I've got like some fractures in my feet and stuff like that. So I can't bend my toes. Yeah, it's just a lot of situations going. But this was because before I was a PT, I trained myself so hard in things that I didn't realize would injure me. I did squats and I've got like inflamed vertebrae, like in my back. It's just the whole situation. So now I found my niche. I know what I like to do. I just stick with what I know and I enjoy it. So I don't put any pressures on myself to try and find other things, because I can't lunge, I can't bend my feet, I can barely run. But it's just that kind of working, again, listening to my body. Before, I was fighting against it, trying to do lunges and bending my feet when there was shooting pains at my legs and stuff. But there's no point. So I was just now listening to my body and finding out, okay, well, hip thrusts don't hurt anything. Let's just go with that.
Right. Which is, again, a testament to what we were just talking about. When you were working out so much prior, your body was so injured. You were fractured and inflamed and in pain, and like, it wasn't actually serving you. So
it wasn't beneficial at all, at all. And I just really kind of brought myself like in a downward spiral. And I just thought, I'm not worthy of being a PT. I can't perform for my clients. Like, this is just something that I just won't be able to do. And back in August, when I started my online PT business, I was like, is this going to work? And I was like, do you know what? Let's just see how it goes. The worst I can do is not do it, because I wasn't doing it before. So if I just go back to that, then nothing's changed. So, but now I think I've just given myself time and grace, and it's really kind of blown up, just because people, again, are just feeling related to. People have injuries. People have had children and their bodies have been affected through that. And it's just, you just got to give yourself kindness, I think, and just move and groove.
I love it. I always love it when our guests deliver a raw beauty challenge to the audience. So something that they can take away from this episode, incorporate into their own life and work on over the next week or beyond. What would be Soph's raw beauty challenge?
So funny you say this. It's like you're in my head. So what I usually say, I've said to my clients before, and I've said it to friends and family as well, get a journal. And every single day for 1 week, write three things that you love about yourself. They can be aesthetic, but try to look a little bit deeper. Try to look inside and what you can offer friends and what you can offer family and what you can offer yourself, or an action that you've done today that you're proud of, or something that you're looking forward to, or something, that three things that bring you joy, bring you happiness. And then over that course of the 7 days, you will see, you have an accumulative amount of words that you can look at, and that represents you. So I just think that would be raw beauty in front of yourself, because I think if you think kind words about yourself, but you're still battling some things, your brain will push them to the back like they never existed. So having them on paper, I think, is really, really good for progression and affirmation. Yeah, exactly. So I just think it's really, really important. So yeah.
Beautiful. I love it. Okay. Grab that challenge. This is like a coaching session for you right now. Grab your journal, follow through with that exercise this week. Really practice kindness when it comes to moving your body. What feels good for you in regards to moving your body? Can you break it down into little bite-sized pieces? Set a goal for yourself and keep it fun. Please don't injure yourself while you're moving your body. Like, your body is this incredible gift and tool that you have that's constantly telling you what it needs. So before you move your body next time, I would encourage you to check in with yourself and ask, do I need yoga right now? Do I need to stretch? Do I need to put some good music on and dance? Do I need to sprint and go for a run outside in the rain and just get out of my house? Do I need to go lift some weights and find my power? But what is it that your body is asking for right now? The more that you listen and lean into that, I really believe the more we fall into what is true health and wellness. Living.
I was so emotional listening to that then. That was amazing. Honestly, that was just so brilliant, because I think when you just kind of summarize it like that, for so many different people, like, people just think there's just one answer, or if they've got family just kind of drilling one certain answer into them, or you've got people pressurizing you to constantly lose weight, having that whole spectrum of things that you can do for your mental clarity, I think it's really, really good. But I really hope that other people are like starting to find their groove and doing, like you said, what feels right for them. So I ignored my body for too long, and I really hope that people don't ignore the signs that their body is telling them. So really, really listen to what your body is saying and just honor it, because it needs all the love, because you only get one.
We only get one. So thank you so much for joining us today. If you're listening right now and you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Tag at SOPH, S-O-P-H, fitness, with three S's at the end, and at Raw Beauty Talks. We will regram your posts. We both would love to hear back from you. What resonated? What hit home? I would love to know how you're moving your body this week, personally. And make sure that you take that Raw Beauty Challenge and run with it. Sending you so much love all the way across the world, and I'll be cheering you on forever as you continue to spread your love and light.
You're so, so awesome. Thank you so much. This has literally been the best. This is what I needed, really. Just a good chat. Thank you so much.
Mads, I am obsessed with our brand pillars.
You mean vagina sweat, good branding, and being Jewish blooded queens, Scout?
Sure, but not quite. I love that OKSIS podcast and our sisterhood is made up of women who are down for main character energy only, who take care of their mental health, and who are standing in their personal power as entrepreneurs.
Oh yeah, that too, Scout, that too. We should probably introduce ourselves. Hello, everyone. I am Mads.
And I am Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
Join us on OKSIS podcast every Monday for some sisterly banter, nourishing mental health, a whole lot of silliness, and inspiring interviews from the raddest female guests in the game.
We promise it'll be a good time.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood!